Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Good and done. Next case, please.
Our next case is number 12,145, John and Deborah McKenzie, seeking a variance from the maximum fence height for proposed structure under section 115-84 and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east corner of Buckskin Trail and Covered Bridge Trail. 911 address is 27217 Buckskin Trail, Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 365. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a variance of 8 inches from the 42-inch fence height requirement for a three-rail fence, which extends into the required side yard. We received 4 letters of support. I technically received 5, but 2 were from the same folks. They just emailed and mailed, so 4 separate letters. One letter from the Board of Directors for Trails at Beaver Creek. I would like to express support for Mr. McKenzie's variance request for the height of his proposed fence. Although it has been their custom to have owners abide by the county fence height limitations, they have no objection to the request. And that was signed president of the Beaver Creek Property Owners Association. We received 2 letters from Deborah and Anthony Bonfredo. Regarding the case, they live in the community at 27175 Buckskin Trail and feel that the requested variance is reasonable as it allows the McKenzies to keep the uniformity of the existing fences within the community and also be aesthetically pleasing while having no negative impact whatsoever on their neighbors. And they advise that they provided the email in addition to a mailed letter, which stated the same thing. Received a letter from Donald West. She spoke with the owners about their variance and is okay with the three-rail fence at the height they've requested, as it is similar to what other homeowners with fences have. And then finally, we received a letter from Alan and Kathleen Terrell, writing to show their support regarding the fence variance request for property 27217 Buckskin Trail, the trails of Beaver Creek. They see other properties in the neighborhood that have a fence surrounding their entire backyard that are on corner lots that are less than 40 feet from the road. Therefore, they see no reason that the McKenzies not be able to do the same. In addition, they feel the fence will add curb appeal to the neighborhood. We received 0 letters of opposition and 2 mail returns.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for me?
Deborah McKenzie, 27217 Buckskin Trail, opposite Delaware.
John McKenzie, 27217 Buckskin Trail, Harbison, Delaware.
Grab your wife one and bring her back up here.
So you really want to grab her or just?
Been a long day. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for your consideration of our request.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, with your permission, what I'd like to do is make some comments with reference to some attachments I had with the application. And I think by going through those attachments, we'll cover all of the criteria that pertain to granting this variance. And I'd like to start with the marked up plot that shows where we're intending to install the fence. The fence line in question for the variance is the line that extends out from the stairway into our basement, runs parallel to Covered Bridge Trail, and then squares off the corner on our back property line. This picture is a photograph of that affected line. The small pine tree is somewhere between 20 and 25 feet high. The much larger pine trees are prominent features back in my corner of the neighborhood. There are no other trees like it, which got me curious as to how did those trees end up there. And looking back at some historical photography I was able to find using Google Earth, it turns out that those trees mark the location of the farmhouse that existed when this was farmland and the Pettymans owned the property. And when the property was developed into the trails of Beaver Creek, the developers chose to retain and preserve those trees. And I'm glad they did, because it's a great view out the back of my window. My challenge, though, is that the 15-foot setback line, if you're going to stand on it, you need to nestle yourself into that pine tree in order to stand on the line. The other thing I'd point out with regard to this picture, on the far left, it's easy to see the yellow fire hydrant on the street back behind us. Just in front of that is the corner property stake. That's 15 feet from just inside that relatively small pine tree. It's also 15 feet in the other direction from the paved roadway. For some perspective on what kind of green space exists along that side of the house. The next two photographs give you some idea of what fencing looks like in the immediate vicinity of my property. One is looking down Buckskin Trail to the east, I guess that is. And the other is looking south along Covered Bridge Trail. Those fences are approximately 50 inches in height. They tend to run parallel to the property lines across the entire backyard extent of the property. And you can see on both of them, particularly the one on Covered Bridge, the proximity of those fences to the roadway. So the 8-inch variance will allow us to install a fence that meets these community standards and practices without having to go into that knoll and disturb the knoll or those pine trees. That would, particularly that small one, is already 25 foot tall. It's not going to be a trivial job to go and pursue. Trimming the side to get the fence in there is going to end up with an ugly looking tree. And taking out a 25 foot tree is not a trivial task. As the staff mentioned, we've discussed this with our homeowners association, and they are in favor of us proceeding with the fencing as we've described it. One other point I'd make for the record, and hopefully Ms. Walls and Mr. Sharp would agree with me, for the fence line in the location we're talking about here, I don't believe paragraph 184 is applicable because we're not within 25 feet of a street corner. And we're really only talking about paragraph 185, which is the aesthetic view and that might be impacted as a result of erection of a fence. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
I have no questions.
You're going to do the same style as your neighbors?
Exactly the same style. As a matter of fact, that's what brings us here tonight, because, as I said, they're all 50-inch fences, and the code requirement would have us at a 42-inch fence.
Okay. I was just wondering why on your rear property line you got a break in your red line representing the fence.
So, again, because I love that knoll and I love those trees, my intention is not to run white three-rail fences across that knoll.
I thought that's why, but I just wondered for my own knowledge.
Yeah, that's an intentional break.
Yeah, you definitely have community support.
No questions.
Okay.
Mr. Mills?
Have we granted other variances?
Pardon?
Have we granted other variances there for these fences, 50-inch fences?
In that subdivision?
Not that I'm aware of.
Thank you for coming before the...
It's been an interesting 2 weeks since that yellow sign went up on my front lawn.
Oh, I bet it has.
We only bought the house 8 months ago. We have met quite a few people.
What's
that for, right?
Yes, exactly.
This one is a bit unique because it is a corner property, too. So, if.
Yeah, that's why there's the 3.5 foot height limitation, right? Because this is considered a corner front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a side yard.
The issue isn't the rear and the east, southeast side. The issue is the side along Covered Bridge Trail.
I was just thinking about the one in photo three.
Yeah, looking the other way down Covered Bridge Trail, I can't explain that. It is what it is.
I would say that's a corner lot as well.
Both of those are.
Okay.
They appear so.
Hearing any further questions?
Now you can help your neighbors. Or not. We haven't decided.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone in here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
And the standards?
Yeah, he met all the standards. He went over them all.
Excuse me. Again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve case 12,145. I believe the applicant meets our criteria for a variance. The uniqueness of their property is created by the existing conditions. Most of the neighbors have the same conditions and have a fence. They cannot otherwise do the fence without the variance. This condition was not created by the applicant. It will not alter the character of the community, and it's a minimum request.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,145. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,145 is approved.
So now you can win friends and influence neighbors by in a neighborly manner, not charging a consultant fee.
Thank you for your time and your service.